Welcome to the Muscles and Veggies Fitness Podcast. This is where you get nutrition, health, fitness, performance, all perfectly packaged together in a bite-sized podcast to help educate and motivate you to stay on your fitness journey. And boy, oh boy, is it a journey. Successful nutrition is what we're talking about today. Are you consistently successful in your nutrition goals? Do you struggle to maintain like overall consistency? Well, that's what today's show is about. We're going to talk about the three mental keys to successful nutrition. And what brought this up was actually I had a couple clients, actually four or five clients in the last, I would say 6 weeks, who have just massively turned a corner. And these people have been with me for quite a while, but they all had kind of lost some weight, lost some body fat, put on some muscle, and then kind of plateaued out, so to speak. And then just in the last 6 weeks, they all have done different things and dropped more and more body fat. So like shout out to Preston, he's down 21 more pounds. Shout out to Justin's down 9 pounds. Elizabeth down 30 pounds. Dusty came in today and he was down 6 pounds of pure body fat on the scan that we did in the gym. And I asked all of them, you know, thinking about, you know, what was it? What do you think the catalyst was? What did you do different that spurred this new onset of results? And in thinking about all of their feedback and what they each gave me, it made me think of these three keys to these three mental keys to successful nutrition. And so here they are, the three keys. Number one, setting boundaries. Number two, plan deviations or cheats. Number three, be consistent, not perfect. Okay. We're going to talk about and break down each one of these things, starting with setting boundaries. Setting boundaries, well, it's similar to setting rules, but I'm not a big fan of, you know, rules, so to speak. So what's different about a boundary, though, is boundaries, they oftentimes contain something, but they allow for a certain amount of freedom inside that containment. Okay. So, you know, we think about setting boundaries throughout your week. We always talk about on this show, owning your Monday through Friday. And throughout your week, you may put some boundaries in place, and I'm going to give you some of mine, that help you to stay on track during the week, and they help you to do what you know is important for your health. Now, some of these have to do with nutrition, and some of them don't, but they all facilitate success. For example, like for one of my boundaries that I have is I don't eat food after 7 p.m., and I do really well, probably 360 days a year. I follow this boundary and no food after 7 p.m. I try to be in bed by 10 p.m. So that gives me 3 hours with no calories before bed. I can have herbal tea. I can have a Zevia. I can have a sparkly drink like a LaCroix or something like that. But I try not to have any food or calories after 7 p.m. Here's another one. I try not to have more than one alcoholic drink during the week. So in other words, in my Monday through Friday, I try not to have any more than one beer or one glass of something. Okay. You know, and this also goes back to the principle we talk about on this show about owning your Monday through Friday, right? We're trying to really do the real damage on like consistency during that Monday through Friday. So we're setting boundaries in place that help us to do that. And that's also why we talk about like having a smoothie for breakfast every morning, having a salad for lunch, and then having a roasted dinner, smoothie, salad, roasted. And the reason why is because those boundaries actually, they give us freedom to kind of do this or that in those boundaries, but they also, they protect us and keep us from going outside of the boundaries. And this is how you own your Monday through Friday really well. So setting these boundaries, I think a way to do this for you is to write your boundaries down. This is how you can apply this mental key. Write your boundaries down. Put them on a post-it note. Stick it on your desk or your computer or your laptop. Look at that boundary and then give yourself a couple weeks to stick to each boundary. So don't just add 5 boundaries all at once. Maybe add 1 or 2. And after you've found 2 or 3 weeks of success building that habit, because it takes 2 or 3 weeks to build a habit, you know, research says. So then you can add 1 or 2 more, each one at a time, another boundary after you've felt success with adding those first ones. So that's a major key, is setting boundaries. Number 2, plan deviations or cheats. This is a fun one. Why? Because we've worked really hard all week and we've owned our Monday through Friday. And now we get to plan a deviation from that nutritional routine that we've been doing Monday through Friday. And the reason why I think this is so important is because I've seen and I've done, you know, I've done nutrition or dieting that I've been really consistent for long periods of time. And one thing's for certain, if you're anything like myself, then when you do go off the rails, it tends to be like you go off the rails for a week or two, or you go off the rails for a few days in a row instead of just one meal, right? So this is where plan deviations, and it also facilitates, there's a book called Tiny Habits. I know I've talked about this before on the show, but a great book because it's all about developing these tiny habits and rewarding yourself for sticking to them. And so, you know, you're actually rewarding yourself for, you know, facilitating or sticking to your boundary, so to speak. And that's what a plan deviation is all about. So let's move on to the third one, which is be consistent, not perfect. So you can really see how these three keys really work together. You know, you're setting your boundaries, but you're also planning a deviation. And then you're consistent at setting boundaries and planning a deviation, and that allows you to not have to be perfect. And this is really important because really, in my experience over time, you know, of coaching people over the last decade is, you know, when people feel like they have to be perfect, then when they go off the rails, they beat themselves up. They usually go on some sort of a binge or bender. And then it takes them a few weeks to recover from that before they get back on the horse and try again. And this really helps you to just be consistent over time, is by not having to be perfect. And this is where real success and long-term results actually come from. You know, think about sports for a second. You know, everything, sports athletes, their entire performance, paychecks, everything revolves around averages. How many points per game do they average? How many rebounds do they average? What's their batting average? How many RBIs do they score in a season? You know, this is the type of stuff that really makes winners, is these averages. And nutrition is no different. If you're averaging a good success, this is where the 80-20 rule really comes from. If you're averaging success, you're going to get results. And this facilitates long-term. And this also goes for things outside of nutrition, like going to the gym or a walking routine or stress management. You know, if you're consistent in all these things, you're going to get results. And so I'm constantly telling people in the gym, especially when they're first starting out, is that, listen, we are just sending a stimulus. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we're sending a stimulus to your body to adapt and grow to this exercise that we're doing on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And that consistent stimulus over time facilitates results 100% of the time, okay? You're not going to take a human being into this atmosphere and send a stimulus and the body not give you any feedback, okay? And nutrition is the exact same way, I promise you. And you put in the work and you're consistent over the long term, the nutrition work that you invest and put in, it will pay back large dividends, okay? And so we're really developing this consistency by owning our Monday through Friday, and by really building good habits. And we know that, like I said before, it takes 2 to 3 weeks to build a habit. So we're giving ourselves enough time to set some boundaries and then to develop these habits. That helps us to be consistent. So I hope this helps. If you're struggling with nutritional consistency or with anything, health and fitness consistency whatsoever, adopt these three principles: set boundaries, plan some deviations, and then overall consistency, but not being perfect. These are the three mental keys that I think you have to really wrap your mind around to be able to find long-term success with nutrition, health, and fitness. Listen, if you like what you're hearing on this show, please do me a favor, do two things. First, subscribe, because this is a weekly coaching session for you. Subscribe to the show so that you can get this downloaded weekly coaching session digitally brought to you for free. The only thing I ask is the second thing, which is please, if you haven't already done so, review the show on Google. There's a link in the description. As soon as this podcast ends, click that link, leave me a Google review. That helps people find my personal training services here in Northwest Arkansas. As always, thank you for listening to the show. Please send me your ideas, your questions. The best place to reach out to me is either Facebook or Instagram. Either one is at Muscles and Veggies. You can also find more about me at musclesandveggies.com. Thank you for listening to the show. I'll see you guys next week. Have a good weekend.